Hello.
Hello, and welcome to...
The Bus Factor.
Oh, is that what we're playing?
The Bus Factor?
Yeah.
What are we playing?
Shit, I think I'm in the wrong channel.
Three already today. Pretty impressive.
No, that's not quite right. How many do you reckon we're going to have?
It's cut out. I don't know. I honestly just got into work, so yeah. I haven't been.
I'm actually going to change that to four.
There was four buses?
Yeah.
Hey, that's impressive.
There was one double, another and then just before you came, there was another.
That's good. That's good. I always like to see lots of buses. Always a good sign.
Yeah.
Look at the 5C. We do have some bus news today as well, don't we?
We do. When should we talk that?
Well, what was... Oh, there's another one as well.
Yeah, it's not really bus news.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it. Well, we can talk about that now if you want.
Oh, no. I think we'll talk about it when we see, evidence of it on the street, you know.
Evidence of it on the street.
We'll see evidence of that second item.
Of the second... Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I was talking about the one that happened earlier today.
Oh, yeah, we've also got that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we might get another fire drill. We had, the building...
Which building was it?
The Skynet one.
The Skynet one.
Yeah, Skynet fixed.
Yeah, because someone actually messaged me and said, dude, you have a Skynet sign in your office? And I was like, what? And I couldn't figure it out, and I was like, I'm pretty sure he's talking about that fire alarm feature. Yeah, no, not our office, that one. Not our office.
Yeah, that's dyingly opposite us. And yeah, they have had two call-outs today.
Wow.
So it's $5,000 a pop. If
they're fake, what if they're real?
I think it's still $5,000, but it gets covered under some other budget.
Fair enough. Maybe someone's smoking in there or something. Who knows?
But yeah. No, I think it was just a trip of the alarm.
Yeah, well,
in a day.
Fuck. Our apartment building trips all the time, so they've shut down. For a long time, they just had no fire alarms in the entire building.
Oh, Jesus.
Followed by there were, half the fire alarms were disabled, and it wouldn't call out to the fire engine. You had to do it yourself.
Oh, wow. That's pretty bad for an in-town place.
Yeah, and oh, my God, look at this goosey boy right here.
Oh, he's going pretty quick.
Oh. Yeah, they're all going quite fast, yeah. Fucking powering through.
It's Thursday for you.
Have you noticed they tend to speed up when there's a car?
Yeah.
They're like, there's a fucking
car.
Oh,
you missed one before. There was a car coming through. And the turner was going to go as if the car wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was just like, fuck you, I'm coming. Yeah.
And it's like, dude, he's still a vehicle.
Yeah.
Illegal, but still.
Still going through the intersection. You can wait till he goes through before going.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I can't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, anyway, now the situation is they're disabling the individual alarms that go off. It's because they got construction there and it just goes off constantly. So now they're just, disable each alarm that's ever gone off before.
Yeah.
Which is essentially an unalarmed building, which is not super great, but it's not even that cheap.
Yeah.
But what are you going
to
do?
I didn't stick around and see the second call out to see, how grumpy the firefighters were, because they were probably the same ones.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be grumpy, right? To be honest, they're fairly brisk at the best of times because they're we need to do our job, I guess. So.
Yeah. Well, the one in the morning, there was a guy standing on this corner down here, and he was getting grumpy and shaking his fist and shaking his head at people that were the cars that were coming here. And you know how when the green man comes on?
Yeah.
And cars are still driving through?
Yeah.
He was
what's he gonna do? Mate, you should have told him if he wants to see more of that shit. Oh, I'm feeling good.
That was a slow one.
I just thought maybe one behind him.
Oh, there was a double before. He missed it.
Yeah. Tell him to tune into the Bus Factor, mate. Then he will, be all good.
Well, I think there was a fan down there with me because, there was just a guy, filming all the buses doing wrong stuff.
You said he looked homeless?
Yeah, kind of, but he had a fancy phone.
To be fair, I don't mind buses. I don't generally mind people doing the wrong thing if there's, fire engines around.
Yeah, the buses were coping.
Yeah, exactly. What do you expect them to do, you know?
It was that time the bus, like, crashed into someone, then all the buses, other buses were, like, fucking up.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the buses were doing what they had to do.
Yeah.
Except the guy that, like, potentially killed someone.
Oh, yeah, the one who hit the guy, yeah. Yeah. I wonder what ever happened to that. Presumably didn't die. It would have made the news if he had died.
Oh, would it have?
Fuck yeah.
Would it have?
I reckon. Wellington bus driver kills dude in cold blood.
Yet another person on the street.
Yeah, this one's pretty... Although, like, it's been better, right? It was when they first converted it that it had a problem, right?
Oh, yeah, when it first came out. Mm. I think we... Oh, this guy, yeah.
Oh, yes, that's one. That's a definite one.
Route number 7 at...
what time is it?
5:07 p.m.
That's the first... So it's a Thursday today. So it is a different day.
Yeah.
I guess that might make a difference to the buses.
I mean, the timetables are all the same, but...
Yeah, people are different.
People are different.
Oh, and not only that, I just realized, you know what the other big difference is?
What's that?
The bus drivers don't know that we're doing this on Thursday.
Oh, I know.
They know we do it on Friday, and they adjust their behavior accordingly.
Should we wave?
Yeah, I wonder if he does. You can't actually see, and it needs to get a lot darker.
Yeah, once it's dark, you can see, like, right in.
Yeah.
Because then we're like just silhouettes.
Yeah, we used to get all those people who were like,
when we're in winter,
we
need to be like, just standing here.
Yeah, everyone just sees us standing here with mics. Can't see us today though, can ya? Healthy. Hey, we got any news today then?
Yeah, we've got a bit. You only added one more.
Oh, dude, I came in like 2 minutes before the show started. Didn't exactly have. Let me check out the alternative news site.
We already have.
And there's nothing on there?
Well, there's a bit, but...
Nothing we want to talk about. Yeah. We can talk about that thing.
Which thing?
The Troy Hunt releasing an API for checking for phone passwords. Like, I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest. I get it, but, like...
It's Troy Hunt for you.
Yeah. A bit salty. I mean, everyone's a bit anti-Troy Hunt, aren't they? I don't know. Like, I guess Troy. Here's the thing, though. Troy Hunt has done more to help the industry, more to help the world become more secure than anyone probably in this building. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I've done quite a bit. I run the bus factor.
That's okay. Apart from us two, do you know what I mean? Like, it's depressing, but I think it's probably how it is. Where it's just
potentially.
He's maneuvered himself.
A cute puppy.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Down there.
I don't see him. Oh, there we are. Oh, he's not one I've seen before. Because occasionally you see the same ones around town. Like, there's that guy with the dog who wouldn't describe it as a puppy.
It's an angry puppy.
An angry puppy.
Are we talking about my friend?
Yeah, I mean, you know him.
Yeah.
I've never talked to him.
I don't think I've ever talked to him either.
Yeah.
I know of him.
Yeah. I've seen him around. I don't know. Yeah, Troy Hunt's like in that position where he can send a message, and if the message is "fuck you, stop using passwords," which like that's what he harps on about most days. That's probably
he definitely likes the password stuff.
Yeah, or like there's a lot of people who are just kind of like, "Hey man, SSL issues. Hey man, password reuse." And it's like, I don't know. Like I tend to be like, "Fuck it." Like if I had that platform, I don't think I'd talk about shit like that. Like, even though it's important, it's like, I don't know.
It's kind of weird. I've watched some science videos on YouTube, and, like, one of them just talked about password reuse.
In a science video?
Yeah. They were kind of just like, oh, this thing got hacked, and we used that. And, like, just so you know, you should, like, always use, like, different passwords for things.
Oh, I see, yeah. So it wasn't, like, a scientific... study on password.
Oh, no. It was just like the people running the podcast were kind of like, oh, you should do things differently.
Yeah.
Do you just need to like put that down to do that?
Put what down? I don't know what you're talking about. Carry on.
Are you gonna drink that while your mic's in? Glug, 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 glug.
Fresh Coca-Cola.
Oh, there was actually 10 fresh ones there.
I wouldn't use the term fresh.
You noticed I cleaned your desk a bit.
I don't know if I'd say it was cleaned. You know the reason I haven't cleaned it though, right?
Because
all that shit's glued together and I don't want to have to fucking go through.
Is it glued to the table?
It was, I think. I don't know if it still is. half the shit that's glued together is also half full cans. So not only...
it's not glued on.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Not only do I have to try and... I'm not going to fucking clean it up. Fuck that.
Ooh, what's happening here?
Ooh, wow, this is good. Walk.
Oh,
walk.
That guy's waiting for a car. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that red car's not moving. Oh, this is going to be amazing.
Is it, though?
We're three cars
if
back.
If we have enough. That is a lot of cars, and that car still hasn't gone yet. He's going now.
And this red car's like...
Oh, they could make it. I think they're going to make it.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's green now. It's green now. Oh, yeah, boy.
Honk.
It was close enough, and that bus driver must have been nice. Good work on you. There was like 14 Winston or some shit.
Wilton,
that's it.
I know there's not a place called Winston in Wellington.
Oh, I wouldn't mind going to visit Winston, if you know what I mean. There's a sports bar or something called Winston's Bar or some shit on the terrace. Walked past it the other day. It was called like Winston's Gambling Bar, Winston's Bar,
Maybe.
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, there's another puppy.
Yeah, what? Give me a landmark. Oh, there it is. I see him. Yeah, I mean, I like the other dog better.
Yeah.
Big fan, you know, like, bigger dogs tend to be a little bit nicer. We had a Jack Russell.
Oh, yeah. They're yappy as fuck, aren't they?
Fuck yeah. They're like, it's a purebred, so I can't even believe this happened. Someone in the family...
Have we welcomed everyone to the Dog Factor yet?
The Dog Factor. I wish. Yeah, this is now a podcast about... the cute dogs that go past.
The world's first premiere live.
Bus and dog
bus
related.
Info sick dog related info.
Oh,
yeah.
Instead of guest speakers, we should bring guest dogs on.
Oh, we should.
And we could like point the camera at them and, yeah. Oh my God. Fucking
we do
yeah.
have two cameras now.
Yeah. I mean, we always had two because laptop.
Now we've got three, but we've covered that one up.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, yeah. If anyone has a guest dog they want to bring on, fucking let me know.
Oh, there's a cute little pigeon.
Oh, he's not very cute, but he's got like a nice feather color, you know. I like those ones.
Yeah,
a little
like
bit
spotted white.
Spotted
and
black and white, yeah.
Oh, this guy.
The bus? That's red, right?
2310 was the bus number.
More like 23 red light no.
So I guess we can bus count that up to six.
Oh, fuck. I might say...
Oh,
is it 12 tonight?
Is the chat room like working?
I presume so. It's Thursday, which means no one's here, right?
Yeah, potentially.
Did you tweet?
Oh, no, I didn't actually tweet saying we started.
Hey, give us a tweet. Give us a tweet.
I'll tweet.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as that time I like started half an hour late because I had to do it like three times because the audio just didn't work.
Oh, yeah. And then by the time anyone got there, it was like, fuck off. Late now. Yeah, I don't know. It's a what do you call it? Been a different day. I reckon though the buses are running more red lights because they don't realize we're doing it today. Like I reckon, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I reckon. Just waiting for that tweet to go out.
Oh, I just did the busfactor.tv, which is not our domain.
We have the busfactor.party, the busfactor.space, the busfactor.website, the busfactor. A bunch of other stuff, but not the busfactor.tv.
Oh, this guy.
Nah. Easy, mate.
I still hear
easy.
An engine. Nah, that's his idling.
Could be on the other side, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. All right.
Got the tweet done?
Yeah, that's tweeting. Tweet it out.
Sweet. Hey, so you know the Twitter emails that get sent out being like, hey, I see you haven't disabled every option you possibly can, so we're going to... like email you once a day or maybe twice a day. I clicked unsubscribe on those motherfucking emails like 5 times.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
Did you log in and turn them off?
No.
Okay. Fucking hell. Oh my God. I can't believe Twitter does that. Who signs up for Twitter and is like, oh, I just want a daily digest email to be bro of the shit you think is important, but actually like fucking Twitter.
And because we only follow you and me.
Yeah. Oh, and Metlink.
Oh, yeah, we follow Metlink now.
Yeah.
And
it's
so...
Metlink shit. Fucking
it's just like, oh, Metlink did this yesterday.
Yeah.
Metlink did this yesterday.
Yeah. And it's
oh,
like,
I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, who would care about that, you know? Like, who uses Twitter for that? Like, digests? I don't know. It seems dumb. Twitter just
the
gone down
the Bus Factor does.
fuck off. They've stopped. I was just lucky. I didn't even know when they started. Oh,
I think it was there forever. Oh, I think I recently changed the email to be the both of us.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just like filtered it out in my head.
Yeah, I tend to, I had done that before, and eventually I get to the point where I'm like checking 30 emails a day and 20 of them are things I don't care about.
Yeah.
So I try and be more strict about like, if it's not something I care about.
Once I hit 100 emails a day, then I start filtering down and yeah. I'm like, whoa, where are all my emails? Yeah, like,
do I've got an email this minute. What's happening here? Yeah.
It makes me wonder that like mini car, like the person was like lying down.
Oh, really?
It looked pretty weird. Or the person in the other seat was lying down and they were lying back. Could go either way.
Yeah, I didn't see so.
Yeah,
I reckon the buses don't realize we're doing it, so they're going through more red lights. I fucking reckon.
When I hit 20?
Look at that. 6, right?
Oh, we got someone.
You need it to be 144p. Can you just change that on your settings, mate? The cicada.
That's a new listener.
Is it though? If I mentioned on ISO. Oh
yeah.
I reckon.
2311.
231 red light runner right here. I'm fucking telling you. Thursday more red light runners because they don't realize we're doing it, right?
Yeah.
I reckon.
We should switch it up.
We've barely got 7.
Some people in the office were talking about doing that pub one as well, you know.
Oh, yeah? Which one? What pub? I mean, I know the thing, but we do it at a pub, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, the tasting room or, like, GP.
GP's on that corner, tasting room's on that corner?
Yeah, or one, like, down the end of Lambton, because that shit would just go crazy.
Well, yeah, but which red light would you do? That very end one?
Yeah, you could go to, like, Occidental or whatever it is.
Is it one on the very end, is it?
Oh, it's close to the end.
Because, like the problem is getting a red light down there.
Yeah, I think there you'll just see general mayhem of, like, the buses just overtaking each other. And,
yeah,
like,
and, like, people scrambling and, yeah. I don't know. I'm glad
we'll just have to change it to what we did down in Christchurch, bus catastrophes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Didn't we just do green buses at one point as well?
I think so.
Yeah.
And we're...
it's a bit of a loose show, that
like
one.
Four. That was so funny. It was so much Nah, he's safe. He's
lucky.
Safe.
Lucky.
Yeah, that was a loose show. There was so much dust. The dust is probably like still on that
still
top.
Covered in dust. Please to fix Australia. Okay. I mean, you choose the quality, not us. I'm pretty sure you click the quality button and you just change it, right? Isn't that how... Okay, let's have a look. Settings. Quality. Fuck, no, you can't change it. What the hell?
Right. So what do we do here?
Oh my God, don't change... No. Because it's all set up for 720. Like, I don't know if we can change that.
Yeah, like, I think it's always been that.
Yeah, I see 720 or auto as well, which is not good. But I don't think... The only way we can change it on our end is to literally make it 480 native or whatever, which it means that our like recording will be all messed up. I'm sorry, mate. Maybe I'll talk to the SimTwitch people. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
James, fine for me. Yeah. NBM, more like National Catastrophe Network. Am I right?
Oh, we got to stop it.
Nah,
we got to walk it. We got lots of walkers.
Walkers up the wazoo.
Oh, 4G.
Yeah, to be honest, 4G in Australia is so much better than all of their wired. Right. It's ridiculous. Oh, I don't know.
I just use 4G all the time over there now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have a wired connection.
Yeah,
so.
But no, like, when you get Wi-Fi, I just don't use it. I'm like, I'll just use 4G.
I tend to use Wi-Fi just because it saves some money, but...
Oh, like, you can get reasonably cheap plans.
Yeah, if you're in New Zealand or Australia, you can kind of get that all sorted. Yeah, I don't know, but free Wi-Fi. I love the free stuff. Okay, should we get into some news? Because I don't think we've hit any news yet. It's been a little while.
We talked about Mr. Troy Hunt.
Oh, that's true. We did talk about, it looked like he just released an API where you can be like, has this password been pwned? Which, like, as I said, I don't think that's a great idea, but
From what I understand about it, it's like the new version, he can't tell which password you've looked up. Like, you just send like the first couple of characters of your hash.
Yeah.
And then you get a list of all the hashes that would match there.
And then, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, that's a good improvement. The other one is he does release anonymized data sets.
Yeah.
So it's just a bunch of hashes, and you can just hash your stuff and get the hashes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's not...
Oh, I got a Turner!
I reckon, mate. I won.
Yeah, right. 2306.
2306.
Oh, I'm not giving the times out.
5:22 p.m. Thursday, the 1st of... February, March.
April Fools, we're not actually streaming. Oh, wait, are we?
People are talking, mate. And it's not April.
Nah, we it's not April. It's like Pinch and the Punch was the 1st of the month. Yeah. Did you know Easter's on April Fools this year?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. First time in like 70 years or something. So, I mean, does it really matter? Like, I don't know.
Do you reckon it'll happen?
I mean, do I reckon it'll happen? What do you mean by that?
Do you reckon it will happen?
I don't know. What's it? I'm nervous. Is something going to happen?
It?
I'm not a Christian. Is there something in the Bible about this?
I don't know.
When the 1st of April aligns with the Easter solstice. I don't know. I did see that. Because sometimes it's close to my birthday, right? I'm like April the 18th. I don't know how it works. You know how there's all those holidays and they each have like a specific rule? One's like the third Thursday of the month before the second Tuesday of the last month.
They're a bit less complex now. They used to be pretty bad.
Yeah, but they're kind of like...
Easter's now like... this is a really slow turner.
What is the
4193 and...
Was he just fucking with that guy behind him?
I don't know what the other one was, but two buses.
It's two. It kind of looked like he was just like, I'm going to go slow to fuck with that. I'm just going to go slow to fuck with
double
that.
Double digits.
10, mate. I'm telling you, Thursday just means, screw you, more buses, right? It has to be something like that. Friday, they all know. They all know that we're doing the bus factor. Thursday, they have no idea. So, it's more of them are red lights. I reckon it's something like that. Call me a conspiracy theorist. On the note of the bus factor, because we don't have much InfoSec news this week, we have arranged for the university students, if you're listening last week, to do the bus factor project. And if we do that, which is the automated detection system we've been talking about, then it's still buffering with audio. Yeah.
I like how I always like lean over to try and read that, then look up at yours and like, oh.
Yeah, we've got like three screens with the chat on it. We're getting some uni students to build the detection system. If we do, we can do statistical analysis and be like, the buses are most likely to run red lights on X days between X hours, blah, 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 blah. Right? How cool would that be?
Jeez.
Walkers. Don't slurp into the microphone, you disgusting. It's gross. Gross. Okay, we got some more news though. This one's Kashit. What's that?
CA shit. Did you hear about it?
No, which one? I mean, CA is a fucking apple all the time. Starts with T. Is it the one you're talking about? He's finding it. He's looking it up.
This guy.
I think it came out last night.
Trustico.
Yeah, Trustico. Okay, catch a skada.
Oh, see, sorry about we haven't actually changed anything.
We can't change anything, I don't think. But yeah. Moving to New Zealand, we have like gigabit and it's pretty cheap. Trustico. So this is the one who was like, you tell the story, you've read it, right?
Yeah, so this is Trustico is like an old customer of, it's a SSL reseller that used to resell off Symantec. And we've all heard about Symantec.
Yeah, I mean, they did okay.
Yeah, like, they did okay.
They had to shut down. They were bad enough to have to sell their entire cert business. But they did okay.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
So they wanted to swap to another higher level that they were going to resell off.
Another higher level?
Like another CA that was in the trust store.
Yeah, okay. Not Symantec.
They wanted to move to Komodo.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked the new owners of Symantec, the DigiCert people.
Yep.
Can you revoke all our client certificates? Our customers' cert.
Whoa! What's going on here? Whoa, can we see that on the stream? Oh, we can. That's a double-decker red bus.
It's the English Rose. I've actually been on that. Cousin had a wedding, and that was the bus that got to the reception venue.
Fancy. Damn. You saw it here first on the bus factor. Do we need to add a new category for that? Double-decker buses we've seen go past?
Yeah, we should, actually. We'll talk about that. After the story, though.
After the story. Yep, carry on. Look, it's old mate Wilton again.
Yeah, Wilton, not Winston. Yeah, so they asked...
look, it's old mate Wilton again.
Oh, my God. Why are there two, like, straight away?
Two Winston Wiltons right next to each other.
Yeah, so they asked, DigiCert, can you revoke all our customer certs because we want to move them to Komodo?
Did they say because we wanted to move them to Hodo? Komodo, I thought they said... In the DigiCert statement, they might have... Let me just... You keep talking.
I think they just asked him, can you revoke? Didn't, like, give any reasoning why.
Yeah. Okay. It was 11 hours ago, so it was pretty recent. Did this get covered on the other InfoSec podcast?
Don't think it did.
Yeah, it's because it's new. Here we are. Here we are. Trustico requested revocation of their certificates, claiming the certificates were compromised.
Yeah, so they said they were compromised.
Yeah, they did say they're like, we're being hacked, bro.
They weren't. So what they did in response to not being compromised was they sent... hold on, I'll get the number.
It was 20,000.
23,000 customer private keys.
Directly to DigiCert. Which they just
had lying around. And then DigiCert were like... Well, now they're compromised.
Yeah, because there's under the CA forum spec, whatever it is, they're like, if you have evidence that the private key has been leaked, you have to revoke them within 24 hours. So DigiCert was just like, fuck. But so it looks like Trustico went out and was like, oh, the reason this happened is because of the Symantec detrusting. Do you see that?
Yeah, they gave some.
They lied about it.
But then, like, why do they have the private keys? And they were like, oh, so we can revoke them easy.
Oh, my God.
But then, like.
Yeah, because you see on their website, one of the ways you can get an SSL certificate is type in your details and they'll generate a private key for you.
Yeah, it's nuts.
What the fuck?
That's definitely not best practice.
Yeah. Though someone did point out, like, generating a CSR and everything on your own is, like, weirdly complicated.
There's no good tools for it.
Yeah, because you got to use the shitty OpenSSL ones.
Like,
which are
every time I do it, I'm just like, how do I do this
again? You have to get it every time. And every time you're like, wait, no, we stripped the private key so it's got no passwords so Apache can load it. Why is that not the default, for example? They're like, oh, you have to put a password on it. But you're like... You have to remove it in pretty much every case. Yeah. Like, I don't know, it's fucking retarded. Oh, very dumb. So, okay, so here's the upside to all this. All those customers, I'd hope at least some of them, can just move to Let's Encrypt.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do CSLs in Let's Encrypt, right? You just run certbot, give me SSL, please. How handy is that?
And it's free.
It is.
Free. And they have wildcard now? Or is that
no,
like...
they keep putting it off. They said quarter one, which
yeah,
because
it was
March.
February, but now it's now
it was
one.
January originally, then it was February, now it's this quarter. Like, they're testing. Like, I do dislike that when someone's like, oh, we'll have it done by here. Wait, yeah. No, I mean by the next time. By the next time. And it's just like, dude, don't even tell people you're going to do it if you're not going to have it done. But I don't know what their internal process is like. So who knows? I do fear that one day Let's Encrypt will get really big and turn shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, look at Google.
Yeah, I don't know if I wouldn't say they've turned shitty, but I know what you mean, yeah.
Well, like, they've turned into, like, a monopoly.
Yeah, which is, like, completely retarded. Someone said the other day, they're like, you remember how... It was a quote from someone back in the 90s or whatever, when they're... We're dealing with, like, the Microsoft monopoly stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, imagine how hard it would be to stop a monopoly if IE6 was actually good. You know, IE6 was still shit back then, and it was still a monopoly, so it was easier to stop it because everyone was like, yeah, fuck yeah, stop
Holy
it.
Holy shit, they got paddles.
Nice. Is that for the
It's
week?
Probably for the O-Week.
O-Week. O-Week, boys. They did togas on Monday.
Yeah.
was in McDonald's and some chick was complaining loudly on the phone about how she, everyone else got home and changed and she had to go to town in a toga. I'm like, why'd you wear it then? I don't understand.
I was just biking up the road and then they like crossed the road in front of me and then like stood on the corner and readjusted.
Yeah.
And I was like,
the boys or the girls?
The girls. And I'm like, is this happening? This is weird.
Yeah. The other thing is like, so I wouldn't consider myself old. But I am getting to the point now where I'm like, are we cutie students? I'm just like, please no. Do you know what I mean?
They back in the day, really young.
Back in the day, they were hot. Mm. Back in the day, I was like, are we uni students? Drunk girls, all looking fine. Now
they
I'm just
look
like,
far too young.
Nah, yeah, don't really want to do that. Anyway, where were we? Did you certain all that stuff? Want to trust a co? More like trust a no, because fuck trusting them. I don't know. Seems like interesting.
I've ran out of cheese, Stephen.
Oh, poor guy. It's interesting that they managed to stick around for so long while collecting private keys, I guess. Like, I'm surprised. Like,
yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Like, they probably should be banned. Like, I don't know. Like, because the other thing is they don't have trusted roots. So it's not like Google can say, fuck you, you're banned.
Mm.
So it's up to whoever they resell from. And I don't know what the kind of like rules are about that.
Yeah,
like if someone's like, hey, we want to register 20,000 certificates a year and we'll pay you a fuck ton of money for it.
Yeah.
Like not many people are going to be like, oh, duh, well, no, thank you.
Well, they were going through semantics, so they were probably like, yeah, sure. Like,
yeah, fucking. Yeah, which of the CAs is better, right? Name a good CA. Do it. Can't name Let's Encrypt. Name one. Name a good CA.
What's the CA?
Yeah.
Like, fuck PKI.
Yeah, fuck PKI, man.
Doesn't do anything.
Well, I mean, it does something. Makes them a lot of money, am I right? That's
you know a good thing to do on a fresh install?
Mm-hmm.
Disable every CA in the browser bundle.
Ugh. Why?
And then work out what you actually need.
But you don't know what you need. Maybe one day you want to visit the Chinese Postmaster website and you need that SSL root certificate enabled.
Then re-enable it at that point.
But
Nah,
I don't believe in that. Well, the other thing is, like, HSTS kind of solves a lot of that.
Yeah, that's, well...
Oh, not HSTS.
Keypinning.
Keypinning, yeah. Wow, I mean, even that, like... I just, like, that medical site that I talked about last week.
I had another little look. I think it's legit.
Legit? What does legit mean?
Well, I don't think don't think it's got injection.
Yeah, it's not exploitable. Yeah. I mean, clearly. It's fucked, though,
it's
right?
It's just weird.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, like, they have RDP open to the world, so...
Bucket. Yeah,
but I found like so it's got all those things which make me think like someone could reasonably hack that. I think.
Can we get that cheese out of your drawer there?
Oh my god, do you have cheese in my drawer? That's dude, gross. If you do, did you put cheese in my drawer?
I don't know. It might be taped to the roof.
I don't see any. If there's cheese in there, get it the fuck out. That's gross, dude.
You'll smell it in a few weeks.
Oh my god, you disgust me. What was I saying? I keep losing. Of what I'm talking about today.
We were talking about the
Trust-a-coaster.
What is the best CA?
Oh yeah, best CA. There's no good CAs. Yeah, disabled things. Hey, so yeah, musician confirmed it. You converted as well. No SSL checking, right?
Yeah.
So presumably you could pop anyone using this app pretty easily if they're on public Wi-Fi or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you haven't done it to me yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty lazy.
I still don't use like the half hour a day.
I do. I always do a half hour lesson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you do the lessons. You can just do it manually, you know.
Yeah, I know. And then you progress faster. But yeah, so I have my thing set at 10 a day, like my recommended. But I.
You've actually almost overtaken me on guitar because I don't play like that often.
Yeah, I haven't done guitar in a while. I'm a gray bus.
Probably better.
Oh, there was a red light, right? Quickly.
Oh, maybe.
Replay.
Replay. Click replay.
Where's the keyboard?
Just click replay.
I think he just made it. Check it. We'll wait for the next replay. You couldn't see the light. I think he made it. I'm pretty sure he made it.
We'll say he made it.
It's pretty close, though. Once we get the detection system. Oh, yeah. CAs are shitty. That's definitely true. Okay. The next one, I'm going to have to leave to you. I don't actually read anything about it. I saw it, but I didn't read it.
Oh, I was hoping you had read a bit more about it.
I read nothing. This is the Duo one, right?
Yeah, so Duo Security have just...
Which is different to Duolingo and also different. There's another company.
There's another duo that's like the OTP stuff.
Yeah, duo the OTP thing, which is different from these guys or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like three duo things. Yeah. This is duo security.
You type duo, it comes up with Duolingo.
But yeah, they.
Walkers,
yeah, get out of the road, get out of the road.
Get out of the road, get out of the road. Okay, so it didn't slow them down enough.
Oh, that like duo Samuel did not like. Yeah, there we go. So this was a couple of days ago.
Yeah, sorry.
They found a bunch of flaws in multiple implementations of SAML, and like everyone uses SAML, right? You love SAML, right?
SAML is
amazing.
Honestly, whenever I have to order something with SAML in it, eyes glaze over. I'm like, what even? Just bleh.
SAML's just amazing. I don't know why not everyone uses SAML.
It's like a fucking 20,000 line spec or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
have like, you read it?
Fuck no. And it doesn't matter because these guys fucked it up, didn't they? Whoever wrote like a bunch of implementations.
Yeah. So we have.
Is it from not following the spec, or is it just like not defined well in the spec? Duo? Yeah, ooh. How's it pronounced? Duo? Duo. I didn't say duo. Like jewel. Well, no, that's with a j.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because if you're talking about a duo of people, it would be a duo.
Yeah.
But
that sounds a little bit racist, doesn't it?
Duolingo. I do actually say Duolingo.
Duolingo. Yeah, maybe not it's Duolingo. Duo security. Who knows? Yeah. I don't feel like they care that much.
Vulnerability. Cool.
Here we are reading the vulnerability disclosure thing right here, right now. So you don't have to.
Yeah.
But you probably should if you actually want to know about it because.
Oh my God, that just didn't explain anything.
As with every sample vulnerability, the answer is well, once you've studied the spec for like 10 years, you can start to look at things. Because SAML's been around for ages and people are still finding like crippling bugs, I guess, in the implementations. I guess the spec's okay.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's to do with the spec or the implementation, but because it was in a bunch of implementations, I would guess it's to do with the spec.
I would say that's more, if they specifically called out multiple implementations.
Yeah, I suppose that could just be someone's done it, so we'll kind of copy what they did because it's open source.
Yeah, like did you see there was the bug in bcrypt handling null code or something? And like the PHP project found it when they re-implemented bcrypt and it was rolled out to everything.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, it wasn't a major, I mean, it was kind of major, but not many people have null bytes in their character passwords. So.
Oh, everyone does. I always get one. Just right in the middle.
Mate, I always put one as the first character.
Oh, first character.
First character, mate.
What if someone thinks it's the end of string?
No way, mate. You reckon someone would do that? You reckon someone would just do null terminated strings rather than length-based strings? That doesn't sound like anyone I know.
It sounds like every programming language from, like, ever.
Not PHP.
Or PHP, they kind of do some.
Their Zeval struct explicitly is a length, right? So if
it's got a length field, but they still do a lot of.
Yeah, it's because the C stuff, you have to play a lot of work to make the string functions in C not do not
length. I looked at the underlying PHP stuff. It is a nightmare to look through.
I'm doing a lot of PHP stuff at the moment, actually. And I like. One of the weird things I'm finding is that the docs from, like, the early 2000s are really good at learning PHP internals.
Yeah.
And then, but like all the new docs are like, oh, don't read that old shit. It's changed. And I'm like, it hasn't really. It's changed a little bit, like, but most of the API stuff is the same. I don't know. No one writes good docs for PHP internals. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
There are none. You go look at the code and it's just like, there's no comments that'll just be like, I'm defining a function that's super important. There are no comments about what this is for or how you use it or anything.
Yeah. Once they went to PHP 7, like, I found, like, quite a lot of like internals changed, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's this new one doing? Like, how can I compare it to the old one? Like, I'm trying to test this.
They changed so much, yeah.
And like, they kind of rehashed all the bugs I'd already found in different ways. I'm like, oh, like, I just don't know what is even happening.
Yeah. Yeah, the engine was changed pretty hard for 7. There was like so much kerfuffle. PHP drama is pretty good. Like, I don't follow any other languages drama, but I've been like in the PHP community for a while.
Yeah, I'm probably about the same. I kind of was in the Perl one for a bit, but there was
Get out. You're off the show.
Well, there was mainly Perl 7's coming at Christmas for like 10 years.
Yeah. Is Perl 7 out? It's out, right?
It came out at Christmas.
Yeah. Which one?
One Christmas. I can't remember. Yeah. I think it did come out a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Took a while, but
I could be wrong.
Finally got there. Yeah, because there's like a bunch of PHP drama about like some bunch of people from Zend did like a new version of PHP in secret, and there's a bunch of public efforts to try and make it better, and then they were basically like, we're gonna merge this into PHP, and a bunch of the community people were like, what the fuck? You can't just work on a feature in secret and then merge it when no one's looking. And they were kind of like, but it's good code and we can, so fuck you. It's good drama. Love that drama.
Oh, that guy has like weird blue hair.
Blue hair.
Like real fuzzy. Popping out of the trees now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, true.
It looks like real fuzzy because like you can see the roots growing through, but it's blue.
Yeah. We should call him Eiffel 65.
Because he's blue.
Da ba di a ba da da ba di a ba da a ba di a ba da. More like.
No, but that's when you say blue. I'm blue.
If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would
die. I've heard it other ways.
Yeah, so have I.
Different.
A bit of dubba dubba. Yeah, so that's the sample bug. What are the details of it? You told me nothing. I honestly haven't read about it. What does it let you do? If someone has this implementation flaw, do they care?
They'll fuck your shit up. Yeah, you want to update.
It's a proper bug. Well, are we going to be able to use this in our pen testing then? Because we get SAML every now and again, yeah, and a lot of the time.
So the vendors are Python SAML, Ruby SAML, SAML 2.
Oh, wow, okay.
Auth SAML, Shibboleth, which is like a big educational SAML thing.
Yeah.
And Jura Network. So, well, they probably fixed it. But then there was also a PHP Simple SAML bug that like went through that has been like currently fixed. Which might be related to this.
That's a lot of SAML implementations. That's most of them?
Yeah, I think there's a couple more.
Yeah, I don't have an exhaustive list, but that's impressive to find a bug in that many. It must have been a copy-paste, like, we'll just do the same as the other people.
Yeah, pretty much. And I mean, like, a lot of bugs kind of end up like that.
Complicated spec as well, right? Like, who to implement the SAML spec, especially if you implement everything, right?
Yeah.
It's like you've heard Fincham talk about how he wants to like re-implement the IPsec VPN and stuff, but with like one like 50th of the features, because that's all anyone uses. It's this monstrous spec, and it's like, oh, here are the three options people should use. And it's like, well, maybe you should not have built the spec like that then.
Yeah, big specs are kind of weird when they have like just too much.
Yeah, they're like impossible to audit. They're like, I don't know, it's not very good. I don't like it. Yeah, got another one here.
Yeah, what's that last one?
MuTorrent.
MuTorrent, yeah.
MuTorrent.
That is how you say it?
It's how you say it if you're a loser.
Or you speak Greek or ancient Greek.
Greek or ancient Greek, yeah.
I'm learning Greek. I'm like almost fluent.
Mama itata. What have you learned so far? That's Ukrainian. What have you learned?
Alpha. Beta. Oh, I learned that these are beta letters. Is not... Yeah, the first lesson's letters. The beta is not beta, it's veta with a V.
Yeah. Well, it's like Y in Middle and Old English was pronounced the, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've learned all the letters, and I've learned a couple of things. Like, nice. I know some fruit names.
Name one. Go, give me a word. Give me like a proper word. Greek word. Honey.
I'd have to look it up.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not that fluent.
Basically fluent, yeah. To the U-turn thing. You're still trying to remember a word, aren't you? You can't remember any. Apple. Apple's a good one.
A lot of it does sound like kind of English, because like it's the root of English.
Yeah.
So like apple might just be like apple.
Might. I don't think it is.
It might be.
It might be.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh my God. Don't look it up. Look it up later. The U-turn bug.
Yeah, U-turn bug. So a couple of weeks ago, we talked about...
Tavis has been showering.
Yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff on a lot of torrent things.
Mm-hmm.
Greek.
Like, Tell us about the U-turn bug.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. It's interesting because I'm typing Apple into my keyboard right now.
Okay, what's Apple in Greek?
It's Milo.
Milo. I love Milo. Hey, did you see Milo has to remove their 4.5 health star rating? Here we are. You're going to hear it.
Milo.
Yeah, we heard it. No, the speaker's at the other end.
Milo.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Milo.
That is Milo. Apple. Yeah. I haven't actually learned that.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with a Mew there. Because we're talking about Mew.
Yeah. Milo has to remove their 4.5 health star rating. Did you hear?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's only 4.5 stars when prepared with skim milk.
Wow.
It's actually a 1.5 star health food. But if you prefer it with skim milk, you get 4.5 health stars.
Oh, is that really their fault, though?
Okay, so here's how it works. The reason they're not allowed to do it is because most New Zealanders don't use skim milk. Right? I believe it's similar to the serving size thing where it's like you can't have a can of Coke and say it's two servings. Because most people don't use it like that. That's not how they have their serving. Similar idea.
Yeah.
They looked it up. Most people use whole fat milk. So they need to change it. But then I think they're just getting rid of the entire loophole. Because the loophole is that
people might have used to.
Doubt it. Skim milk. Like, why not just add water to your Milo?
Some people do.
It's gross. Saves money, though, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so the U-torrent thing.
Yeah, so the U-torrent thing. So it's another, like, JSON RPC thing.
Yeah. So accessible via a browser and all that.
Yeah, so one thing I found pretty interesting was you needed, like, an API key to access a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Is this in the original bug?
This is the original bug, I believe, I think.
Okay.
But to get the API key, you would click through some menus and like get the API key. Or you can send a request to the JSON URL /users.conf.
Yeah. Grab the
API. And it'll just like give you the API key.
That makes sense. That way you can get the API key via a program.
API,
yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
And then you can do a bunch of stuff and you can get RCE because you can be like, hey, download this torrent and like run it for me. Thanks. Yep. Okay. Bye.
This is worth pointing out. This is the uTorrent 3 issue. The issue exists within 2 point whatever it is, but you can't get RCE via uTorrent 2. So if you're running uTorrent 2, your RPC interface is still exposed. It's not great, but I don't think you can get RCE from it.
Not this issue, but like potentially you still can. Like there's a lot of like RPC issues.
I don't think anyone's tried to shell uTorrent.
Yeah.
Point whatever. Maybe I should try because all the private trackers at the moment are banning it. Banning 3, and a lot of them aren't banning version 2. So possibly it might be worth someone's time just to go through and like pop version 2 properly, just to screw over everyone who like uses a torrent, uses a private tracker.
Yeah.
And not only that, it'll be funny because they'll have to do another announcement being like, JK2's banned as well, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, the version 3 looks like fucking shit compared to when I used to use it.
Yeah, it's like
I just use R-Torrent now.
Yeah, I use it too. I like, there are no good torrent clients really. You see, R-Torrent, so I'm the maintainer now for R-Torrent and Gentoo.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned.
You keep on mentioning it. Do you want to mention it just another time?
It's fucking annoying because...
No. Just say it again. Say it again.
You know what else I'm the maintainer of?
Oh, what's that?
LibTorrent.
Wow. Isn't that just RTorrent, but the library that RTorrent uses?
Yeah. Not to be confused with Rustabar LibTorrent, which is the LibTorrent that Deluge uses.
Though that was the same one originally, wasn't it?
I don't know.
If I have my history right. Yeah,
Because they have the same name.
Yeah, RTorrent had a LibTorrent, and then the LibTorrent forked, and then Deluge uses the...
Rustabar LibTorrent.
Kind of original one that hasn't been changed much, and then LibTorrent has changed a fuckload. If I'm right.
RTorrent hasn't had a release in like a year or two.
Yeah.
And so there's just 1,000 bugs being like, hey, you can't compile under these 50 circumstances. Can you please merge these patches that are already written for you? No response.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Rakasha, whatever his name is. Which, I mean, he's open source. Like, in Gen 2, there's just, like, a few patches bundled. But honestly, I can't be fucked, like, bundling more patches, right? Like, oh, it doesn't compile when you're cross-compiling for ARM or some shit. I'm like, sucks to be you. Don't do that, bro.
Yeah, who's, like, using torrents on ARM?
Raspberry Pis and stuff.
Raspberry Pis are not ARM, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're ARM.
Oh, they are ARM. Yeah, I suppose they are.
Sucks, man, because, like, they're just underpowered hunks of shit. Like, seriously, Raspberry Pis are the biggest scam. They're so useless for 99% of people. People are like, oh, run, like, Chrome as, like, we had a bunch of Silver Shovel that will run Chrome and it'll do, like, a dashboard.
Yeah.
Takes fucking 30 minutes to run Chrome. Like, to refresh a page is, like, an extra, like, 2 minutes where it, like, renders. It's ridiculous. They're so underpowered.
Wacom, didn't they have that for, like, the...
They did for something, yeah.
And, like, every time they reset it, they had to, like, manually set the time because there's no timer on it.
Yeah, yeah. There was something like that. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
They just had to, like, run around, like, all the pies in the venue. Being yeah, like, oh, doing we need to reset this, and this, 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 this.
Yeah, I am, I don't know. Raspberry Pis, I'm not a big fan of. I'm a fan of the idea. I think everyone owns a Raspberry Pi and no one has a use for one because they're so underpowered.
I own a couple.
Yeah, okay. Everyone owns a couple of Raspberry Pis.
Don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
Like, they're actually just not even plugged in.
Yeah, of course. Me and Sarah own maybe three between us.
I was using one for a dash cam once, but then sold the car. Haven't set it up for the new one.
Exactly.
And the camera, I think someone's using the camera now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there are uses for them. They're just few and far between, given how many people own a Raspberry Pi or something.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I guess it's so cheap, though. Like, the next step up is, like, a NUC or something, which is, like, 1,000 times
well,
more powerful.
Well, if you think about what people would... Like, people use it for, like, hobby projects and stuff, and people would have been using Arduinos and stuff. And
I don't think they would have been using Arduinos.
Well, something similar.
Maybe. I don't think they would have been using anything.
But I think that Raspberry Pis have a lower barrier to entry.
They do. No, definitely. They fill a gap in the market. Yeah. I just think people think the gap is bigger than it is. You know what I mean? Like, people think I can use a Raspberry Pi for this when it's not actually going to work out that well. Like, they'd be better to go with something more powerful.
Yeah.
Well, Raspberry Pi 3 is not so bad.
My phone here
can
do a lot of shit.
Exactly. A phone, just an old Android phone is so good. One of my friends was working
on... When I was doing this dash cam, people were like, why don't you just use a shitty, like, $50 phone?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
You just hold a phone.
It would literally do exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, it'd be great. And it has a modem built in, so you can just do everything, yeah. I had a friend, who was doing a similar thing. He wanted to do, like, tracking. Like, the idea is theft tracking.
Yeah.
Tape a phone to your bike or your car, wire it in if you need it, whatever. Done. It's just an old shitty Android phone. That's all you need. Like, those fancy anti-theft systems.
Yeah.
Old shitty Android phone. It's good, right? Phones are kind of like the thing. Yeah, but I mean...
And you can hide it, so it's, like, not obvious. Like, if you put it under the seat or something like that.
Anywhere, yeah. There's a lot of places. I don't know.
And if you're really into it, you can get one of those chargers attached to the spokes.
The
mains,
Yeah. Attached to the spokes, did you say?
Yeah. Spokes of the wheel.
Like one that charges off kinetic energy?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Nah, it works. It works.
I believe it works. I just don't think I'd want to run it.
What do you reckon then?
The battery.
A battery. Just a
the battery of the car.
Oh, I thought you said bike just before.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
last time I checked,
motorbike.
Oh, right. I got you.
Yeah, sorry.
Because last time I checked, my bike doesn't have a battery.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
So I would attach something to the spokes.
The spokes. I thought you meant like a motorbike, and that's why I was like, that's insane, dude. Like, fuck. Yeah.
It'll probably still work in principle.
Yeah, it probably would. If you a cycle. Probably not. Like, my defense is not buy expensive cycles. I don't even have one at the moment. I haven't had one for ages.
Yeah.
I had a nice one as a kid and I got...
Oh, that one's one.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't read the number. It's like one of the ones out to Brooklyn.
Bump it up.
Thing. That was at 555 towards Brooklyn or Arrow Valley.
They can look it up.
Yeah, you guys can
look it up. They can look it up.
detection. I'm looking forward to this like automated system.
I know, right? Like I can't. They came back and they were just like, "Fuck yeah, that sounds like a great project."
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
fuck
CC
yeah.
me in because like it might get a bit more traction.
I don't think I want to. Like,
nah, it will. It will.
I don't want you to steal the project. It's my project.
We're working on it together.
No, it's my project. You got my name on it. I'm the project manager.
You didn't even put my name.
Didn't even put your name. Dick. You had to put one person down. I'm the project manager. I'm the project manager, or the client, I guess, in this case.
I think we'll both do it, and given the hours you work, I'll probably do a lot more.
Nah. I'll just turn up, like, I'll turn up wet hair, like, tired. I got, like, 4 hours sleep last night, because I fucked up and forgot we had this today.
Yeah, I got a text from it, like, four, being like, what time were we starting?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
But you made it.
Yeah, no, because at four my insulin alarm went off and I was like, blah, blah. And then I was reading through the work chat and Dave was like, well, the bus factor today. And I was like, fuck. So fucking the AC turner here turns off so early and it's so hot.
Yeah, it is. Shall I run and turn that off?
No, we've only got a few minutes left. So let's just finish up here.
Oh, yeah, we do.
The last piece of news. Oh, we didn't get through any of the bus news.
Oh, yeah, there's like, that can get put off till next week.
Yeah. Well, the O week is this week. So there's a bunch of drunk students. We haven't seen many of them. So, but believe me, if you're in Wellington tonight, you'll see and hear them. Oh my God, you hear them in our apartment. Yeah, fuck me.
Can imagine.
Oh, shrill noises. And the last one is there was a buffer overflow found in...
Shit, really?
Good old command prompt.
Oh, wow, command prompt. That's so, what you use to, like, run commands.
Yep.
What can you do with this buffer overflow?
Well, I believe what you can do, right? It's actually kind of nifty.
Can you run... arbitrary commands or anything?
Not with the buffer overflow, no.
Oh, but what?
No, the buffer overflow, the way it's structured, all you can do is turn on and off debug mode. Debug mode is the one that prints out the command
before it
says
it. Is it like just a one character overflow or something?
I think so, something like that. Like, I'll try and find...
So you're not, like, controlling ROP, so...
No, you're not controlling EFE. You're just overriding, like, a struct that has... a struct that controls the debugging. And if you basically put a right bracket character, the right bracket character is enough to like override the struct in the right place with the right flag.
I always like buffer overflows where you can overflow it with a character that you can type so just random people can do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what, here we are. This week's most useless finding. This is by Renee Feingruber. Buffer overflow command prompt can be used to enable debug mode when more than 256 characters are used. And if you put in a left bracket character, it enables debug mode, and a right bracket character disables it. So here we are. Echo test. No debug mode. Enables debug mode. Echo test. Debug mode. Disables it. Well,
do a live demo.
How? We don't have... I mean, yeah, it's your live demo. It's done.
Nah, do it on your computer.
You mean my computer? I don't know. That's a lot of characters. Okay, one sec. I'm going to have to find out how to do 256 characters. 1, 2, 3. There's no way there's 256 in that screenshot, right?
You're still ages away. There we go. Oh.
Okay, let's try this. I reckon like one of the structs is 256 or something, because that doesn't look like, I mean, if that might be cut off, I guess.
Yeah, it does look cut off.
What was the error that they got?
Yeah, that was the same.
Okay.
And then echo test. Nah, you broke it.
I don't know if I broke it. There's a bunch of there's a bunch of things that could be wrong, right? It could be too many at symbols or not enough at symbols. Because you know what we should do? I just realized, retarded. Just 256 of those. 256 open brackets, right? Open bracket is the one that enables debug mode. So presumably it'll just be enough. Fuck.
I see what you were trying.
Here we are. Bus factor live demo.
Yeah, live demo that you can't even see.
Yeah, but we can see it. Almost done.
Does it matter if you do too many?
Almost try maybe. Okay, we fucking again. 270 left bracket carry. It could also be patched. I don't know if it was, it might have been patched. More? Oh, I see the problem. That's why you can't use those, I guess.
If you start it with a net, that should resolve that.
Nah, because it'll still try and parse that entire statement.
Nah, I thought it's a comment.
Nah, it's not a comment. Comment is something else.
Well, then do 270 closing brackets.
Fine, okay. Well, look at that. We can see.
Yeah, you can just see where it happens.
I don't know if this is going to work. I reckon it's not going to work.
Live demos for the win.
I don't know enough about the bug to know, like, how it works, if that makes sense. Like, okay, so we now have, like, 500 characters or something, maybe 600. And now echo test.
Oh yeah! Yes!
Live demo. We just did the buffer overflow live. So we did that symbol followed by, like, 256 open brackets followed by 256 closed brackets. And we can confirm that it does enable debug mode. That's pretty cool. That's a cool buffer overflow, right?
Yeah, it's
no one expected
random.
A fix, and just the most benign little buffer overflow you're ever gonna find.
Can you execute arbitrary commands?
Well, here's the thing: if you can pass arbitrary input to command prompt, yeah. Then
that's what I like most about that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's definitely a useless bug. I should retweet that guy because that's that guy or possibly girl. Oh no, looks like a dude. The pictures of a guy, at least.
What if I don't know if you have the same, like, if so in like Linux terminals, like if you cat a random file, that can get interpreted by the
shell.
Emulator.
Oh, the emulator, yeah. Which in the emulator can hear something like paste in your buffer and press enter, which then can
yeah.
The
so
shell,
like
yeah.
There are bugs like that. Does that exist in like Windows land? Like,
I've never seen one like that.
If you type a random file, like who is typing random file? Types what you say for cat, right?
Type is what I say for cat. What?
Yeah, if you want to
oh
cat
yeah
a file, you
type yeah
go
that's
type
it.
A file.
Yeah. I don't think, like, this command prompt terminal is so simple. I don't think it has, like, because it's not remote as well. Like, the idea behind a lot of that was, like, influence the remote terminal into doing something.
Yeah.
I don't think that exists with command prompt.
Mm.
But I'm not sure.
I did like those, like, terminal emulator bugs.
Yeah, they're pretty nifty. I like the ones where, like, if you have a Vim comment at the top of your Vim file, you could...
Oh, mode lines.
Yeah. They fixed all them.
Oh, there was one. 91, bus route 84.
Yeah. I think we're about done for today anyway.
It's 6:04 p.m, so it's probably a good time. I'll increment the bus counter.
Yeah. So we did get 12. That's pretty good. Did I say 12? I feel like I said 12.
No, you actually didn't say anything.
Okay. I said 12 in my head.
But yeah.
Good work.
That's all our news.
Are we going to be Thursday or Friday next week? Do you know?
Do we need to decide now?
Nah, but all this is.
I don't know. I've got a show
Friday. We'll let you know.
I do have a show Friday, so...
Maybe Thursday then?
Well, potentially Friday, because then I can get some pre-drinks in.
Or your boy. Get the missus to come here. Get the wife to come here.
Might even get the wife to come here.
Whoa.
Clean up this fucking mess.
Fuck yeah, get her cleaning.
She doesn't clean for no one.
She cleaned for me once, didn't she?
Yeah, just once. She was bored.
Yeah, well, we just need to get her bored enough that she'll clean again. Bam.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for our Patreons.
Yes, Black Flag Security. And sorry, Cicada.
And we're still working on the Apple iTunes.
We're not working on it. They're working on it.
Yeah.
We submitted it like 2 weeks ago now.
And we might have some uni people
building
doing all our work.
My God, that's going to be so good.
That'll be amazing.
All right.
All right.
Catch
See
you
next
week.
Next time.